Welcome back to another episode of The Space, a mindfulness podcast that's not like the others. I'm Casey Donovan, alongside our writer Amy Malloy. It's Friday, which means our theme is We Made It. And it's our 1 year anniversary, which means we're celebrating. Woo, woo, woo! Tonight's episode is short and sweet. Kind of like us. It comes from the book Life is Tough, But So Are You by viral sensation and cancer warrior Bryony Benjamin. In it, she shares tips for switching off at the end of the week. Or, as she puts it, that's enough todaying for today. Having a clear-cut point for the end of your day is key, she says. Especially for entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, or any human with a job or a family. So that's basically everyone. One of her tips is snappy and brilliant. Write a ta-da list. Yes, we said ta-da list, not a to-do list. The aim of a ta-da list is to write down everything you got done today or this week. Especially everything you're very, very proud of. There is literally a never-ending list of things you could do each day, says Bryony. But look at everything you did. Ta-da! That's impressive. Your ta-da list doesn't have to be astounding. One meaning of a ta-da list is when something appears in a way that's impressive, surprising, or pleasing. Think about three pleasing things which happened this week. Someone you met. Something you ate. Something you created. Something you finished. Something you started. It doesn't have to be unique for you to ta-da it. You can even turn it into a group activity. Start a group chat with your mates. Share this episode for them to listen to. Challenge them every Friday to share three ta-da achievements. As Bryony says, that's enough todaying for today. Shut up your shop and send yourself some love. I'm Casey Donovan and you've been listening to The Space, a podcast written by Amy Malloy. We're back tomorrow with a bonus weekend episode. Until then, space out.